Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 297,645 views on Sunday, January 1, 2023, our article of the day is Pope Benedict XVI. Pope Benedict XVI, Latin, Benedictus XVI, born Joseph Aloysius Ratzinger, April 16, 1927, December 31, 2022. Was the head of the Catholic Church and sovereign of the Vatican City State from April 19, 2005 until his resignation on February 28, 2013. Benedict's election as Pope occurred in the 2005 papal conclave that followed the death of Pope John Paul II. Benedict chose to be known by the title Pope Emeritus upon his resignation, and he retained this title until his death in 2022. Ordained as a priest in 1951 in his native Bavaria, Ratzinger embarked on an academic career and established himself as a highly regarded theologian by the late 1950s. He was appointed a full professor in 1958 at the age of 31. After a long career as a professor of theology at several German universities, he was appointed Archbishop of Munich and Freising and created a cardinal by Pope Paul VI in 1977, an unusual promotion for someone with little pastoral experience. In 1981, he was appointed prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, one of the most important dicasteries of the Roman Curia. From 2002 until he was elected Pope, he was also Dean of the College of Cardinals. Before becoming Pope, he was a major figure on the Vatican stage for a quarter of a century. He had an influence second to none when it came to setting church priorities and directions as one of John Paul II's closest confidants. His writings were prolific and generally defended traditional Catholic doctrine, values, and liturgy. He was originally a liberal theologian, but adopted conservative views after 1968. During his papacy, Benedict XVI advocated a return to fundamental Christian values to counter the increased secularization of many Western countries. He viewed relativism's denial of objective truth, and the denial of moral truths in particular, as the central problem of the 21st century. He taught the importance of both the Catholic Church and an understanding of God's redemptive love. Benedict also revived several traditions, including elevating the Tridentine Mass. He strengthened the relationship between the Catholic Church and art, promoted the use of Latin, and reintroduced traditional papal vestments, for which reason he was called the Pope of Aesthetics. He was described as the main intellectual force in the Church since the mid-1980s. On February 11, 2013, Benedict announced his resignation, citing a lack of strength of mind and body due to his advanced age. His resignation was the first by a pope since Gregory XII in 1415, and the first on a pope's initiative since Celestine V in 1294. He was succeeded by Francis on March 13, 2013 and moved into the newly renovated Mater Ecclesia Monastery in Vatican City for his retirement. In addition to his native German language, Benedict had some level of proficiency in French, Italian, English, and Spanish. He also knew Portuguese, Latin, Biblical Hebrew, and Biblical Greek. He was a member of several social science academies, such as the French Académie des Sciences Morales et Politiques. He played the piano and had a preference for Mozart and Bach. His handling of sexual abuse cases within the Catholic Church and opposition to usage of condoms in areas of high HIV transmission, despite their effectiveness in preventing the spread of HIV, led to substantial criticism from public health officials, anti-AIDS activists, and victims' rights organizations. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:48 UTC on Monday, January 2, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Pope Benedict XVI. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Abul Sme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kendra Standard. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.